This podcast is brought to you by our sponsors at Loserpool. Be the last man standing and win £1,000 guaranteed at loserpool.com. For all your taxi needs, download the ADT Taxi app on your smartphone and book your taxi now at ADT Taxis. Do you enjoy betting against your mates? Then it's time to check out Who Knows Wins. Who Knows Wins are changing the culture of gambling by making it social. They have removed the bookies from the equation, and now you can bet on sports against your mates and friends. It's a great way to rake in the cash from your friends and have a bit of banter along the way in the chat section.
No odds, welcome everyone to no Leicester Fan TV, the home about of the prediction 100% on sporting LCFC's events.
The more YouTube you know, channel, the more you win.
Hit the subscribe
download
button,
the app on the Apple Store like or Google Play Store. For more information, visit
the
website at
whoknowswins.com. Either SoundCloud or iTunes as well. If you're listening via them, that would be a great help. I've got Phil with me today on the show, and I've also got some other bits and bobs throughout the week coming up. I've got an away perspective from a Man City TV, I think it's a Man City fan TV, and I'm also on the Love Sport Radio on the Tuesday night at 10 o'clock, which will go out as a video on the Wednesday as well. Right, let's get straight to it. Leicester, Norwich, 1-1. Not quite the way we was hoping it was going to go before Christmas, and I didn't get to the game, but Phil did. So I'm going to fire some questions away at Phil and, well, let's get to it, Phil. Leicester City didn't look their best from the highlights that I seen at the weekend, but you were there for the 90 minutes, mate. Can you tell me a bit more about the game, how Leicester played, what went wrong and what went right, I suppose?
It was just, hi Lee, how are you? It was just, I know you've been busy, obviously.
Yeah,
and this
hectic,
week sounds
mate.
Busy.
Hectic,
yeah.
Mate. Royal Mail, I'm a postman, if you guys don't know. And it's busy times at Royal Mail because of the, well, you know, the big red man in the big Santa suit, you know. I'm helping him out, deliver those lovely presents to all of you lovely folk that are ordering stuff online.
Lee. Are you Santa's little helper?
Santa's little.
Are you one of his elves?
Santa's little bitch.
You can't say that.
Well, that's about PG as we'll go, eh? That's as far
yeah,
as we'll
that's
go.
Fine. Lee, let's Christmas spirit. Well, the Christmas spirit was there on Saturday in some shape or form. Top had done his best by giving everybody a mince pie, by giving everybody a blue Santa hat. So the pre-match atmosphere was really good before the game.
Was it?
And thanks to Top for that. That was really kind of him, a nice gesture at Christmas time. But when it kicked off, it seemed to suddenly go all a bit wrong, if I'm honestly. A little bit wrong. Brendan had set them up. I don't think anybody's blaming Brendan Rodgers, but he set us up in that formation again, a 4-1-3-2 with Nacho and Jamie Vardy up top with Dennis Pratt just behind. And we thumped Villa, good and proper, didn't we? 4-1, could have been more. So that's how he set us up, but it didn't seem to be working.
Okay. Well, I'm looking at possession and the passes, and we to be honest with you, we bossed it in total. We had 513 passes to their 387, and possession was 57-43.
You can have a lot of the ball, Lee, if you're not doing that much with it.
That's right.
It was one of those where, unfortunately, Tielemans, Madison, the midfield, even Dennis Pratt. They just couldn't seem to thread the balls through in the right way to Vardy or Nacho. I mean, we had a few fleeting chances in that first 35 minutes, but Rodgers surprised us all a little bit by making a change and taking Nacho off.
Yes.
Norwich had already took the lead, so.
Now, was that in due for him getting, because he got knocked down, didn't he? Or was that because of the incident where he was given the ball, they gave it away or something? Norwich gave the ball out for a throw-in and was expecting to receive it back. And Leicester played on instead.
It was a strange one, that incident, because both the Norwich player and the Leicester player went down injured at the same time. So Norwich knocked it out for a throw-in. Now, normally, 999 times out of 100, you see Leicester get the ball and they would just throw it back and give it back to Norwich to play on, and really that's what Nacho should have done. It was strange because he got the ball to his feet and he you could almost see his brain worrying that am I going to pass this back or not, and then suddenly he decides to start to attack their box, and their players are sort of stood around watching, going, "What are you doing, mate? What's going on?" And then, to be fair, they were out of order because they pulled him down. It was a clear foul, and then I think he was surrounded, swarmed around by four, five, six Norwich players. Who I think one of them grabbed him a little bit by the throat. There was certainly a bit of argy bargy and handbags, and it was quite nasty.
Yeah, it looked like one of those games anyway, Phil, to be honest. It did look like a little bit on the rough side. I was expecting nothing more from Norwich, who are scraping at the bottom.
I thought Norwich were goodly.
Yeah, to give it their all.
They played well.
Yeah?
They look like one of the better teams. We've seen Arsenal, we've seen Spurs down there, we've played Wolves. And to be fair, I thought Norwich were one of the better teams. They came and tried to outplay us, and I've got to be fair, Lee, they probably did outplay us a little bit. They didn't have as much possession, but their wing backs played very well. They broke away quickly. They made Sionku and Evans look uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Ricardo Pereira didn't have a great game at all, and Chilwell did. The defence, to be fair, Leicester's defence, I've not seen it look that shaky all season.
Would you take their Pookie? Would you take him?
Take a bit of Pookie.
Would you take him?
I'd love a bit of Pookie.
I think he's quite a good player.
Yeah, he was. He was good, to be fair. And I think, did he play the second half with a broken toe as well?
Yeah, I think. I heard that. Yeah, I read that.
And to be fair, I say he made Sionku look a little bit shaky at times. I thought Kaka Sionku had an average game. He certainly put in, I think he saved a goal from Pookie.
He did.
Going through in the second half, as did Ricardo Pereira again. And not a great game by Pereira, but he did do a fantastic tackle. They could have pinched it at the end with some of these run-throughs.
Phil, you know, because we've drew now and Liverpool have gone 10 points ahead now before Christmas, although the title run's not really something that I think we was really focusing on anyway, to be honest. We was more focused on probably breaking into a top six boundary of the Premier League. Is the title race really out of our grasp now, or do you think there's still leg room in this? Do you think there's still time?
I think there's still... It's not overly, because there's still half the season left, isn't there? And a lot can change in half a season. It was, like you say, we are in the title race. We still are, Lee. We're second, so we are still in that title race. It was perhaps a pivotal day on Saturday when... Liverpool were playing Watford, who were right at the bottom of the league, and they didn't play well, Liverpool, but they ground out a 2-0 win. And we played Norwich again, who were bottom of the league, or there or thereabouts with Norwich, with Watford, and we couldn't quite ground out that win. So,
however,
Liverpool fans were very happy.
However, Phil, there is one stat there that we forgot to mention, was that Norwich went to the Etihad, didn't they, and beat Man City. I'm sure they beat Man City, didn't they?
They have, but I think it was at Carrow Road,
earlier
this season.
Well,
yeah, I think so.
Regardless.
I fancy it's more against Man City than I did against Norwich. A lot of Leicester fans, before the game and before the match when we were chatting to them, when we do the score predictions, we're going like 4-0, 5-0, it might be 6-0. Got to not get too carried away with this, because that's the atmosphere in the King Power League was a bit flat,
dire.
Because I think Leicester fans were like, we're not winning 2-0 already.
I
think you've got to be patient. You've got to stick with the lads.
Yeah, I've noticed the atmosphere it's been going slowly downhill for a couple of weeks. Do you think that's really more lake coughs? I don't know. I'm just bringing other things into it, like cold weather, Christmas, you know, all that coming into effect, or what?
I thought the Everton game was cracking atmosphere, and the Watford one was decent. I can't put my finger on it, Lee. Sometimes in a match you need something to happen on the pitch first to get the crowd going, or the crowd to get going, and then something happens on the pitch. Just on Saturday, it didn't happen on the pitch, and it didn't happen in the stand either.
I feel like there's only pockets of atmosphere in the ground. There's certain sections of fans that sing, and the rest don't really get involved. That's how I feel at the moment. I don't feel like we're bouncing as we were.
I'd love to hear from the lads who sit in the L block, which traditionally, from the King Power over the last 10 years, was always the noisiest section of the ground.
Of course.
The last year or so, it's not as raucous, not as loud. And the drummer's still up there, but I don't sit in that. I sit in the family stand, so not too far away from it. But that used to be the heartbeat of the ground. And recently, I don't know what it is with the L Block boys. It's not happening.
Maybe one to watch at the club. Maybe one to watch. Hopefully things will change. Phil, we've got some fixtures in the week. We've got...
Your accumulator letting you down again. You've cashed out early. And you just can't win. Prehistoric football coupons? Nah. Have a think about it. Why not play a new way? At Loserpool, pick a loser and win £1,000 in a last man standing tournament. Be a loser and win at Loserpool. Enter for free now. Visit loserpool.com.
An Everton League Cup fixture, and we also have the Man City game on the weekend as well, which is on telly. I'm going to be doing a watch along on my YouTube channel. First of all, let's talk quickly about the Everton fixture. We've beat them in the Premier League already. That was a home fixture. Was that the 1st of December? I think it was, wasn't it? We won 2-1. And again, we beat them 1-0 beforehand, I think in January as well, the season before. So we're 2 on the bounce against them anyway, at home and away. I feel like we're the strongest side. Is this an important fixture for us now? More than ever?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah, we've reached quarterfinals the last 2 years on the trot, and I think this is an important one because... You don't want to... The game... I nearly said the defeat against Norwich. The draw against Norwich. It feels a bit like a defeat, but that game... Then we've got Man City on Saturday. So the Everton game is important. They've got a massive factor at the moment, and that is Duncan Ferguson, who's coming out of nowhere and took them on and got them that win against Chelsea. A fantastic win for them. And then they drew against Man United at the weekend, and I think he is having a big effect. And he will see it as a massive game for Everton, because... If he can start to pick up some points in the league and steady them off and suddenly get them into a semi-final of the League Cup, then he'll be wanting that job there. So it's suddenly become a much tougher game than it was perhaps 10 days ago.
Yeah, to be fair, it was a good result for them at the weekend. It's going to be an interesting one, mate. I'm hoping that Leicester can pull out all the stops and get an away win, because it's about time we got further than a quarter final for a while, like you said. But look, the game we're all really, really anticipating the most is the Man City game, right, at the weekend. Now, I have arranged an away perspective video, Phil, with Man City Fan TV. That will go out probably on the Wednesday or the Thursday when I can get it edited and done.
Right.
Now, they are very, very confident, believe it or not. They're not actually... What you're saying, he's not scared at all of Leicester. He feels that we've got weaknesses and they're going to exploit that at the weekend.
Lee, they're Premier League champions twice on the trot. They're in the Champions League. Man City are probably... At the moment, one of the best... Well, we know they're one of the best sides in the country, if not Europe. So they're going to be confident. If they were to beat us on Saturday, they're suddenly within touching distance of us. They're 4 points, I think, behind us. So they'll still be thinking they're not out this title race themselves. It might be a big ask for them this year. I wonder with Man City whether their focus will be on the Champions League at the moment, but they'll still be gunning to beat Leicester. But it's going to be a tough one and an exciting one.
Yeah, you just knocked the nail on the head, so to speak, there. Champions League. Liverpool and Man City are both in the Champions League. That can affect the weekend performances of players, fitnesses. And for me, I think we're going to win at the weekend, Phil. I think we're going to beat them, and we're going to be potentially the only player in the game to chase Liverpool to the end of the season. And I'm sorry to say it, Leicester fans, but I just don't think we can catch them up. I personally think they're too far ahead. I can't see them slipping up. If they slip up that far ahead, then they're going to get laughed at for a very long time.
Listen, Lee, I think we're still in it. Liverpool this week are playing Villa tomorrow night. They're playing Monterrey on Wednesday night in the World Club Cup. And then they're playing, then they've got Wolves on Sunday. So that's an interesting week. They've got three games in 4 days or something. They're obviously going to have to split their teams. I think we're going to make, Brendan Rodgers has already said, Lee, that he's going to make some quite a few changes for Leicester's team at Everton.
Yeah.
The likes of Mark Albrighton, Demarai Gray, Hamza Chowdhury, Danny Ward will be getting game time, maybe even Wes Morgan. So it's, I mean, we remember Claude Puel messing around with the team at quarterfinal stage and costing us.
You said his name again.
Yeah, I won't say his name. But we'll see what Rodgers. I think Rodgers will make changes against Everton. And then it'll be back to the full strength side to go to Man City on Saturday, which is a late kickoff, isn't it?
Yeah, it is a late kickoff. Like I say, I'm going to do a watch along on my personal YouTube channel. You can check that out on my channel. It's called Chapper TV. Last thing before we go, mate, was Jamie Vardy a bit unlucky there to not get his 99?
I think so. I mean, I was obviously at the match and we were jumping around because we thought he'd scored. Yeah. Although I did think it had took a flick off somebody, but. Lee, the angles I've seen, I mean, without getting a protractor out and a ruler and a blooming set square, it feels a bit frustrating to see whether the ball's trajectory, if it was going wide or not, if Jamie Vardy hadn't got his head on it, it wouldn't go in the net.
Mm.
So I'm surprised.
Very harsh.
He hasn't tried to claim it, because I certainly saw Alan Shearer and Ian Wright on Match of the Day saying they would certainly be claiming it.
Yeah.
So, what do you think?
Do you think he will claim for it, or is it too late now? I don't know how it works, Phil.
I think it's been given as an own goal. I just think if he hadn't got his head on it, it wouldn't have been a goal.
Yeah.
And the fact that, I mean, the keeper has to try and save it, which is what he does. The fact that in saving it hits his hand and then goes in. Well, that happens so many times. The reason they're not giving it to Vardy is because his header wasn't judged to be on target.
Hmm.
But if he didn't head it, it doesn't hit the keeper's hand and goes in.
I completely agree.
Think it's Vardy's goal.
If there's no head, there's no goal.
Yeah.
Simple as that.
So, it sums up Saturday's game, Cheppers. It really does, because it's just, that was frustrating and we just couldn't bounce back. I was frustrated again at Leicester. I know Brendan Rodgers likes to play this one style of play, this playing it out from the back, but 90th minute again, and we've got like 3 minutes of injury time on the clock.
Yeah.
And Kasper's passing it out, little 5 yard passes.
We spent
90 seconds in the 90th minute,
yeah,
trying, and we got it to nearly the halfway line, and then we put it out. And I was like, well, just you've got like 3 minutes to boot it up there and have a go.
We didn't. Yeah, I feel it, I agree, mate. It's the equivalent of what we're doing at corners as well, defending. We've got all men in the box every match.
Yes,
even Vardy.
Yeah,
seriously, leave Vardy up the top. He's the fastest player we've got. If we win that, smash it up, let Vardy onto it. I don't understand why we need Jamie Vardy in the box and we need to play out from that far back with all men behind the ball. It don't make sense. We did it under Claude Puel. It was frustrating, and we're still doing it under Brendan Rodgers. I don't understand what the idea of that is. I wish someone could explain to me.
I agree, Lane.
It's one thing I just want them to change.
We've just won 8 on the trot and drawn one, so it's hard to grumble. But
I'm not grumbling.
I watched Jamie Vardy, and you just think 3 or 4 or 5 times a game, somebody put a quick ball over the top to him. And Kasper sometimes has. We know Kasper's got a massive kick on him. There's sometimes when he's got the ball, you just think, right, just do it.
Yeah,
just pump it forward and let Vardy. It will at least suddenly create a chance there. But no, it's always this. No wonder Sayunku and Evans have got massive pass counts, because they have it to play around the back. But listen, let's not grumble.
No, let's not grumble. And there is one more thing I am going to grumble about. You've just mentioned the word grumble. Was the Who Knows Wins, Phil. You see,
you were winning that league.
Oh, thanks for reminding me.
You were winning it.
Yeah. So after the Saturday fixtures, I was bouncing around at home thinking, I'm 35 quid up here, because I'm the only one with 2 points. Everyone else had one. Now, Phil, I cocked up, right? Because my selections, I accidentally picked the wrong thing. I actually clicked Wolves instead of Tottenham. I was meant to pick Tottenham. I thought they was at home. I did it very quickly and I didn't look. And I picked flipping Wolves to beat Tottenham and it was the other way around. And when I checked and I went, that's not gone in properly. Oh no, what? I pressed the wrong way round. So that's cost me a fair bit, that has. So don't make mistakes on who knows wins.
Cost you dear.
Because
Lee,
Phil got his money back. Phil
I got my money back.
So Phil's back in next week for technically for free. And and I'm not, because I lost.
Yeah. Well, Lee, don't rush. Yeah. Take your selection seriously.
It's my job.
What, it's like Santa. Santa's little helper, you need to check the list twice.
God. Yeah.
Don't you?
Yeah.
Well, I'm setting a new one up, Lee. So again, this week people can enter. Yep. Who knows wins? £5 a go.
Yeah,
and we share the winnings between us. So
yeah, it's just a little, you know, it's just a little bit of fun between a load of us now. How many was playing? I think there was
about 15 playing last week.
15 men in a pot, so it was decent. And it's not like a big bookies type thing. It's just a bit of fun between us lot. And you can banter us on Twitter as well if you want, and tag us and show us the money that you've won.
Yeah, the money you've won off us again.
Yeah, again. Right, I think that's me out, Phil. Have you got anything to plug while we go?
No, I think that's it, Lee. Just obviously there'll be lots of live videos around the game this weekend and on Wednesday against Everton. So hopefully we can be chatting next week about Leicester in the semi-finals of the League Cup and an amazing victory at Man City.
There you go, Phil. Predictions for both games, score predictions? For the Everton game?
I think Everton will go to penalties. And okay. I've no idea then who's going to win on penalties. Obviously, I'm going to say Leicester, hopefully. Yeah. I think the Man City game, a bit like you, I fancy us there. I think we might go and sneak a 2-1 away win.
Yeah, I'm going to go with a Leicester win at Everton. I'm just going to go for a simple 1-0. And I'm going to go with Leicester to beat Man City at their ground in a shock 3-0 win. Oh yes,
take that.
I'm going for a shock 3-0 win at Man City.
Bit of Christmas cracker.
I'm going for it, mate. I'm going for it. And right, so there's a couple more things we'll go before we go. There's Phil. You can follow Phil on social media via at Phil Holloway
71.
You can follow us at Leicester Fan TV on Instagram, on Twitter. Follow me at Lee_Chappie. You can watch Phil on Facebook, 100% LCFC on a Monday night. You can catch all our content as well through the LeicesterFanTV.com website. And that's it, guys. I'm all out of time. Thank you for listening. Hit the subscribe button on whatever platform you're listening or watching on. I shall see you next week. See you later.